أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. يا من ألوذ به فيما أؤمله وأستعيذ به مما أحاذره، لا يجبر الناس عظما أنت كاسره، ولا يهيضون عظما أنت جابره. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today it will be the first day in our theme, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the situation or the hardship time that we have. And just to have as a reminder, the daily reminder for all of us, around 8 o'clock, inshallah. And the theme will be about some verses from the Quran and some ahadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We might memorize the verses, we might memorize the ahadith, but we did not pay attention about the interpretation of these verses and the hadith. Sometimes even we did not pay attention about the meaning of the hadith. But because the situation that we have about the coronavirus, we have to pay attention and to have a deep meaning about the hadith that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to say every single time that they have a difficult time for them. The hadith that we will start today, every day we will choose one hadith to understand the meaning, the interpretation of this hadith, or it might be a verse from the Quran. But today I choose a hadith in Sahih Muslim that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawwuli 'afiyatik wa fujaa'ati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, I seek refuge in you, O Allah, from to change the blessing and the favor that you granted me. من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك, and to replace the good condition that you gave me into hardship condition. وفجاءة نقمتك, which is the surprising condition. And we will have the time to understand the meaning of each sentence of this hadith. وَجَمِيعِ سَخَطِكَ. And when we look at these verses or these sentence that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first one of them, that Allah blessed all believers, all Muslims, with the ni'mah of Islam. زوال نعمتك, our scholars, they mention the ni'mah of Islam is the biggest ni'mah upon all believers. And if the person changes his religion, and especially in the time right now, we might hear a lot of voices to say, I don't believe in Allah anymore. It's not make sense for me. You know, I have free will to make my own decisions. And when we look at The hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Zawali ni'ma. The person cannot realize the significance of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented him away from the ni'am. لا يشعر المرء بعظم النعم إلا إذا فقدها وحيل بينه وبين نعم الله عز وجل وأجل النعم على الإطلاق نعمة الإسلام وهي أكبر النعم وكفى بها نعمة نعمة الإسلام فالحمد لله أن جعلنا مسلمين وأن هدانا إلى دينه القويم فنعمة الإسلام هي نعمة عظيمة اختارها الله عز وجل لعباده إن الدين عند الله الإسلام فمن بدل دينه فهو في خسارة عظيمة ومن فكر حتى في تبديل دينه فلا يلومن إلا نفسه لأنه سيخسر الدنيا والآخرة وذلك هو الخسران المبين ولذا من دعاء عباد الله الراسخين في العلم أنهم سألوا ربهم فقالوا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they said, O our Lord, do not change our hearts away from guidance and grant us from your mercy. إنك أنت الوهاب. And the hadith that the mother of believers, الذي روته أم المؤمنين عائشة, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. Oh Allah, the one who turned the hearts away or changed the situation of the hearts, help my heart to stay firm in my religion. And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained for us. If you are believer, it should be a big thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he guided us and he made us among believers. And we have to be thankful to our Lord. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained and commanded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. All you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not die unless if you make sure that you are Muslims. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. نعود إلى قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. فقلنا أن أهم النعم على الإطلاق هي نعمة الإسلام وهي في مقدمة النعم. لكن كلمة النعم تشمل جميع النعم, النعم البدنية, النعم الصحية, النعم الخلقية, كلها نعم من الله سبحانه وتعالى. فإن العبد إذا أنعم الله عليه بنعمة فينبغي عليه أن يشكر نعم الله عليه, لأن الله ذكر في القرآن وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها, نعم لا تحصى ولا تعد. فبشكر النعم يزداد المنعم إنعاما علينا. When we increase our level to thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى, Allah will return back to us to increase us in our blessing and our ni'am. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in the Quran that the ni'am that he chose and he provided us and he granted us, we will not be able to count it. Even if we try to count one by one, we will not be able to reach out how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. And When we have a ni'am, means we have to pay back to our Lord, Almighty Allah. When we have a good health, we have to pay back to Allah Azza wa Jal, to use our ni'am in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have the money, when we have the wealth, and we have to pay back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a prophet told us, من بات آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه عنده قوت يومه فقد حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. الحديث رواه ابن ماجه بسند جيد. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned amazing hadith. Whosoever wake up at morning with the good health and in the good safe condition and in good wealth, aminan fi sirbi, he is secured, he is saved in his house, in his family, in his town, in his city, in his flock, aminan fi sirbi, no one scared him. Mu'afan fi badani, he has no heart disease in his heart or his body or his chest. Subhanallah. عِنْدَهُ قُوتَ يَوْمِهِ, he has the food for his day. For tomorrow, it's not ours. It's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the three of them, a good health, a good wealth, and the safety, you have the entire worldly life. What are you looking for more than this? And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged all of us to be thankful if we have these three conditions: the good health, a good wealth, and the safety in our life. Unfortunately, we might have some people, they use the ni'am that Allah gave them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be very shy. When Allah gave me the ni'mah, and I will use the ni'mah to make him unhappy with me, and this is not a good condition at all. When Allah gave me the money, the wealth, I have to use it wisely, and I have to distribute my wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as I can. When Allah gave me a good health, I should not waste my health for some actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be happy with me. When Allah gave me the sight, I have to lower my gaze as much as I can. I have to use them for something that Allah will be happy with me, to recite Quran, to publish the books, or to publish the useful knowledge for people to get benefits. When Allah gave me the hearing system, I have to be very careful when I hear to something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. When Allah gave me the ability to walk or to talk or to say something, I have to be very careful with my word, how I will use the word to make Allah happy with me. And when we see a lot of people, they are misguided. They have, Allah provided them with the good health and good wealth. Unfortunately, they use them to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy with them. This is the first part of the hadith. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you, not to take the ni'am that you granted me away from me. Keep it for me, oh Allah, please. And I will be thankful about the ni'am that you gave me. And the second part of the hadith today, وتحول عافيتك, to change the situation from good situation into bad situation. And this is, you know, the specific condition. It came from the first sentence, زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك. It's one specific condition. When you have a good condition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are healthy, when you are wealthy, when you are a good person in your life, and this is very good condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. And do not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy with you. Because Allah mentioned in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given you, He will increase you in any blessing that you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third sentence that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, or the third supplication that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَفُجَاءَةِ نِقْمَتِكِ. فُجَاءَةُ النِقْمَةِ. The our scholars, they explain that the death, when the death arrived suddenly, and the people did not prepare for themselves for death, and this is a big loss. And other scholars, they said it's including all the different situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surprise His servants. When you have the condition and suddenly your condition changes, and this is very hard. But the biggest loss, when the person is looking in his life for so many years in future, but unfortunately he couldn't do it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote our time. It's final decision from Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When their time of death arrived, they are not able to delay their life for one moment. Or no one will be able to die before his time, even a single moment. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained for us. فَمَوْتُ الْفُجَاءَةِ. It's a big loss because the person, he left his house at morning and he has a big hope he will remain in this life for years, but he passed away. And this is what we need to pay attention for, it to prepare yourself all the time. It might be the last hour for us, it might be the last day for us, it might be the last month or the last week for us, and we have to be very careful with this condition. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he drew a square and he drew a straight line in the middle of this square, and the line passed out of the square and some other lines in the right and left side of the straight line. And he asked the companions what about what he drew, and they said Allah and His messenger knows best. And he explained about the straight line. This is the son of Adam, and the square around him, this is his time that he will live in this worldly life. And the other line outside of the square, this is his hope or her hope in life. It's far, far away from his ajal. And whatever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam draw around the straight line, which is the difficulties and the sickness and the hardship times that people will face in their life. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا هو الإنسان وهذا الخط الذي في وسط المربع هذا هو الإنسان، والمربع حوله هذا أجله يحيط به من جميع الجهات، والخط الذي في خارج المربع هذا أمله. الإنسان يؤمل في الدنيا كثيرا، وهذه الخطوط التي حول الخط المستقيم هذه الأعراض والأمراض التي تحيط به في دنياه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر آخر الدعاء وفجاءة نقمتك. في آخر هذا الدعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر بقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بغير المؤمن حينما يموت يتمنى ولو يرجع إلى الدنيا لبعض دقائق. قال رب ارجعون. Oh my Lord, give me one more chance to go back to my worldly life. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. Perhaps I will do a good deeds. I promise. Just give me one more chance. And we have a very pious scholar. He built for himself a grave in his room. And every single night, he used to enter into the grave and lock the door and ask himself, Oh my Lord, give me one more chance. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. And he talked to himself so many hours. And after that, and he opened the door of the grave and he get out of the grave and he stood up on front of the grave and he said, Oh myself, you were wishing to come back to this life to do righteous deeds. And Allah listened to your supplication. Allah accepted your supplication. And now you have a chance to do good deeds and do it. And do not delay it. Do not make it tomorrow. Just make it today before tomorrow. لما بنى لنفسه قبرا في بيته كان كل يوم يدخل إلى قبره ويغلق عليه القبر ويخاطب نفسه يقول رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. يخاطب نفسه طوالا، ثم يفتح باب القبر ويخرج ويقف أمام القبر ويخاطب نفسه قائلا يا نفس لقد تمنيت أن تعودي إلى الدنيا لتعملي صالحة، فها أنت قد عدت فاعملي صالحة، فإنه سيأتي يوم تتمنين فيه أن تعودين إلى الدنيا لتعملي صالحة فيحال بينك وبين العمل الصالح. هذا ما ذكره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في فجاءة نقمتك. فنعوذ بالله ربنا سبحانه وتعالى من فجاءة نقمته جل وعلا. والله سبحانه وتعالى بين في القرآن الكريم أنه حبب الإيمان إلى المؤمنين وزينه في قلوبهم وكره إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. وهذا ينطبق مع آخر جزئية من حديث حبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الليلة، وهي وجميع سخطك. يا رب نعوذ بك من جميع سخطك. السخط وهو الضجر أو الكره، سخط الغضب. الله عز وجل إذا أحب إنسان وفقه لطاعته، وإذا أبغض إنسان أوكله إلى نفسه. ولذا فندعو الله في كل صلاة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، guide us to correct path. لما ذكر الله عز وجل ولا من صفات المؤمنين ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان، الله سبحانه وتعالى helped you out to love your faith, your deen, your إيمان. And Allah purified your إيمان in your hearts. And this is a big ni'mah. from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we start our theme today, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. الأرجح الأقوال فيها هي نعمة الإسلام، لكن هناك أراء بيّنت أنها تشمل كل النعم، لأن نعمتك جاءت مفردة مؤنثة منكرة، فتشمل تفيد العموم وتفيد الشمول، تشمل كل نعمة أنعم الله بها على عباده وخاصة عباده المؤمنين. فلما بيّن الله عز وجل أنه حبب الإيمان في قلوب المؤمنين، أنه حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم، فهذه نعمة وعطية من الله سبحانه وتعالى. فينبغي علينا أن نشكر الله جل وعلا على هذه النعمة العظيمة. وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected you from disbelief and disobedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make believers among the ones who's guided. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel that you love to pray, you love to do siyam, you love to donate, you love to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a big blessing from Allah azza wa jal for you. And don't neglect what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you. You have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the person will be among hypocrites, munafiqeen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the condition of munafiqeen. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا. When the time of prayers arrived, the hypocrites, they stood up with the laziness. They are lazy. They do not like to pray. But because they feel it will be a shameful upon them if they do not pray, people will accuse them because they are not praying. Well, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They only care about showing off in front of others. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they do not remember Allah except few times. And this is not our characteristics. Our characteristics to mention Allah's name so much, a lot of time, you know, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. This is the good one, the one who mentioned Allah's name so many times. And in the end of our session today, in the end of our reminder today, you know, just I would like to grab into our intention, all of us. We have a hard situation right now. It's everywhere. It's known, very known condition right now. And all the masajids are closed. All universities are closed. All schools are closed. You know, it's really very difficult situation. Can you imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention about Hajj, pilgrimage, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain to go to perform Hajj if you are able to make it. But how about the condition today? The one who is very rich, the one who is very healthy, the one who has ability to take, you know, his own airplane to go to Mecca or to go to Medina to visit, but no one is able to make it. And this is something really we need to understand the situation, the hard situation that we have right now. You know, in the past time, we used to remind people, come to Allah's houses, come to the mosques, to come to the masajids, to perform prayers on time. And the people were lazy. people were finding their excuse not to come to the masajid. But now everybody has a wish. I wish if I can go to the masjid. You know, we really lost a lot of opportunities we had before. When we make wudu at home and go to our masajid, you know, every single step will elevate us one good deed and one level, and will remove away one bad deed. Subhanallah, we are not able to make it anymore. When we go to Salat al-Jama'ah in the masajid to have, you know, extra reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not able to make it anymore. When we stay at the masjid after Fajr prayer until sunrise to have halaqah for tajweed and to have the reward of Hajj and Umrah, we are not able to make it anymore. We are not able even to go to make Umrah or to make Hajj. And Allah knows best. Are we able to receive the month of Ramadan in good condition or not? And really, it's astonishing situation for us. We really need to stop the bad behaviors or the bad actions that we used to do between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It might be a good chance for all of us. Just we need to spend a few minutes to have conversation between ourselves and our Lord, Almighty Allah. Every single one of us, he or she knows what we have done to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy with us. And we really need to quit. We need to change our mind. And every single one of us knows what we did in our actions makes Allah happy with us. And we need to repeat it again and increase it as much as we can, because when we do righteous deeds or good deeds, we might protect the entire world. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man lazima al-istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. You know, my advice for myself and my brothers and my sisters, just this is the time we need to stop any bad actions that we used to do before, because it's a serious matter. We don't know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us and to pass this hardship time, or we're gonna end our life up. It might be the end. Nobody knows. Just most of us just locked at home. No one can go outside. No one can go to the masajid anymore. No one can go to the school. No one can go to his university or her universities. This is really a serious matter. And we need to wake up. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. This is what Sayyidina Nuh told his followers, to ask Allah for forgiveness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of us. نسأله جل وعلا أن يكشف عنا البلاء وأن يكشف عنا الوباء وأن يعافينا وأن يحفظنا من كل مكروه وسوء. أسأله جل وعلا أنه يرحمنا جميعا بالضعفاء وأن يرحمنا بالأطفال وأن يرحمنا بالشيوخ الركع والأطفال الرضع والبهائم الرتع. نسأله جل وعلا أن يكشف عنا بلاءه وأن يكشف عنا الغمة. نسألك يا الله يا واحد يا أحد يا فرد يا صمد يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك أن تمتعنا جميعا بالصحة والعافية وأن تآمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أهلينا وأولادنا وأحبابنا وجميع إخواننا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك مردا جميلا، خذ بنواصينا إليك، أخذ الكرام عليك، اللهم لا تحرمنا خير ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم اسلل صخائم صدورنا، اللهم تول أمرنا وأحسن خلاصنا واجبر كسرنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، اللهم أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وزدنا ولا تنقصنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، اللهم نجنا من الهم والغم والكرب العظيم، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة، اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة، رحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء، نسألك يا الله يا واحد يا أحد أن ترحمنا برحمتك الواسعة، اللهم نجنا من الهم والغم والكرب العظيم، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.